a little difference in here.
Yes, tell me about how...
I wasn't on the project.
I know.
Very briefly, mm-hmm. in Portland. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the reason I couldn't get on, I couldn't qualify for the relief status
yeah.
at that moment. Mm-hmm. Then I did get a non-relief... what do you call
yes.
it?
You were one of those non-quota people
non-quota
who were certified
people.
As being mm-hmm. needed, but your professional qualifications and your economic status were really better than those of people
supposedly
on it.
Supposedly better. I thought they were pretty bad. Anyway, I couldn't qualify mm-hmm. for the moment, so I did get on this quota
mm-hmm.
and started in at the Salem Art Center, mm-hmm. which had... was just being established, and I went down there as an instructor,
mm-hmm.
and later became assistant director of the project.
Yeah, I have you down as being the assistant director from 37 to 38, so you must have gone down before that. As
I went down a little bit before that, apparently.
Maybe we should go back for a moment and get the chronology running from the beginning. After you studied with the Art Students League in New
yeah.
York, then you came back to the Northwest.
To the Northwest, yeah.
And long in 36 or 7, you got the Treasury Department Mural Award for the Federal
Building. Oh, that's right.
Building
I'd forgotten
mural
that.
At Grants Pass, which I've seen.
Yes.
Incidentally, long before I knew mm-hmm. I was going to do anything about this. It's very impressive.
Yeah, there were two murals in that building, the federal
yes.
building in Grants Pass.
Yes.
And Eric LeMaid had the other panel.
Oh.
He was a Portland artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's still around Portland, I believe. I haven't seen him for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were quite close friends at that moment and worked together mm-hmm. quite well. So that, and we kind of entered this competition together.
Oh, I see. Didn't know that.
And finally we got it.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked on another mural project with John Ballater.
Oh, where was that?
Now that's in St. John's Post Office. And
St.
this
John's
came under the
Oregon?
St. John's, it's a suburb of Portland.
Oh.
It's a district of Portland.
Oh, I see.
I
didn't know that.
And that was under the, you know, the building program that the government
yes.
had at that time,
mm-hmm.
and as you recall, there was 1% of the building funds put aside for decoration.
Right.
So this was also under the Treasury Department.
Oh.
John Ballater was an artist from Portland that had studied at Yale and had returned to Portland.
Incidentally, how is that spelled?
B-A-L-L-A-T-O-R.
Yes.
And he had this commission, which was under the Treasury Art Project,
mm-hmm.
and he was allowed to hire two artists under the Treasury Relief Art Project.
Yes.
It was called TRAP.
TRAP, yes. Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was my first experience in doing any mural work.
Oh.
And both LeMaid and I were on that project.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
we learned a lot from
you
John.
Did.
We really did, because John had graduated from Yale and had quite an extensive background in mural painting
mm-hmm.
that he'd received at school.
Yes.
And he introduced us to temper techniques, and actually it was like a little school.
Mm. Well, you actually assisted him. You did parts of the mural.
We did parts of the mural, and we painted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some sections that all three of us mm-hmm. painted.
Oh.
John was particularly good on a certain kind of figure,
mm-hmm.
and you can see his stamp through it,
mm.
and you can almost pick out the other sections that were done by both LeMaid and myself.
Mm.
There's self-portraits in there. They're all figures that had something to do with the community,
mm-hmm.
that little community mm-hmm. of St. John's.
Mm.
And there are two large panels
like
in that
to see
post
that.
Office.
What? Is that in the post office
mm-hmm.
at St. John's?
Post office. I'm sure it's still up. Now, this is in egg temper medium.
Yeah.